have you ever, you've never been shooting?
No, I've never fired a gun. Oh.
So this came out of this gun right here.
You look horrifying with a gun.
Oh, do
That's
I?
Thank you.
It's a great
gun. That makes
gun.
Me feel so great. Oh, go back, you fucker.
You look horrifying with a gun.
I mean, he looks horrifying with anything that could kill you.
Oh my god.
This thing was fucking loud.
You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the camera to turn, and there's just like a lady, like,
littered with bullets. Oh my god.
What were you shooting at?
Like bottles.
Did you hit any?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything.
You're not gonna hear. No, not like glass bottles, like Coke bottles.
Oh.
Oh, they didn't set up like a gong or anything?
Should have set up a gong, yeah. No, we didn't set
what
up
if the gong show,
like, no
instead of hitting the gong with like a... It was
Zach Galifianakis just pulled out a pistol.
A gun.
That'd be pretty
great.
Have
you seen the gong show?
No.
Oh.
That was
I've
great.
Heard it. But she's heard about it.
She's heard all about it.
All about it.
Are you, so I have a question. Do you listen to the ones that you're a part of? Like this one, are you going to listen to it?
I did not listen to the last one because I was petrified of... The content.
I don't even know what we did last time.
Yeah,
Manos?
I remember being asked about our sex life.
Oh, I don't remember asking
I
about
don't
your
remember
sex
this.
Life.
You asked me how I'm not going to repeat it. Nope, I'm just
going to... Oh, yeah!
What happened?
I'm confused.
We asked Jackie what it looks like staring down the eye of Zach's penis.
We did?
Oh. Yes, we definitely...
I don't remember this.
Hold on, the last
I know I was there for it.
The last time she was here.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, in fairness, though, in court, if they were like, do you remember saying, quote, and I'd be like... Probably. I don't remember, but I'm sure I said it.
Yeah, I know. Every lawyer does tell you, you always say, I don't recall. Yeah. That's the answer that you get
oh,
to
is
every
it?
Question.
I do not
court.
Recall.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's,
I
like, helping your case?
No, you never recall.
Thing, like, if it's going to not help your case, you say, I don't recall.
Right, yeah. Right. Which is also, by the way, how Jackie should answer all of our questions. I would advise you as your representation.
Can I just say no comment?
Yeah, no comment will work just fine. Count down the show, guys.
A three?
I usually count from four.
When have you counted from four?
You pay attention?
No, you don't count. What, does he count from
four?
Three. Bullshit.
Good a long episode. We're going to get nothing done today.
What do you mean? We're shooting so much.
Good afternoon, y'all.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Why Is This a Thing?
Oh, that's a bad opener. Hello.
Why?
You do not count down from four. I'm calling bullshit.
I should probably not play with this anymore.
We're all on edge today. I've noticed a weird vibe.
Yeah.
And whether or not we want to acknowledge it, I guess it's totally up to you. There's a weird tension, and it originated with a Game of Thrones viewing conundrum. Because in this world and in the next, who and where you watch Game of Thrones is very sensitive subject
matter. What's Game of Thrones?
Fuck you. You're probably listening to this very late, by the way. This is going to be like a month after the fact. But Game of Thrones is just premiered, and it's Game of Thrones Day.
It's an exciting day.
Right. And we were all supposed to watch Game of Thrones here, and then I almost bailed on this Game of Thrones viewing party.
Yeah.
And these two motherfuckers got mad at me.
I like how you're pointing. Jackie's here.
Jackie's here, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way. Hi.
Yes. Yeah. Jackie's here. And then Nick bailed on us, and now I'm bailing on them again, and Balon Greyjoy is dead.
Spoilers!
So many bailing things happening. What?
So did we establish you're officially bailing?
Yes, I'm bailing.
Oh. On the air.
Alright, bye Nico. How's it going?
Yeah, so that's weird, and then we watched Max Magician, and that put us in a weird space, and it's just a very weird time.
Can I confess something?
Mm-hmm. What's up?
I fell asleep.
Aww.
I fucking knew it!
I noticed.
Can I confess something?
What?
I have never felt more alive. Whoa.
Although that could be the Coke.
Well,
no, Zach, it's most definitely the Coke.
Okay. Yeah.
Shit!
Oh, Oh, this is a great episode.
We're way off. I forgot to turn that thing off. We're in a weird place. You liked this movie, huh?
No. It was fun.
Really?
It was fun.
What'd you find fun about it?
It felt like I was playing a really bad D&D campaign. Mm. I've played campaigns like this. All right, I know people who would run the game with this exact storyline, word for word.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I feel
Did
like
they write this story?
Hopefully.
I feel like I've seen this story.
Right?
In everything. I feel like this is just your generic, you know, sword and shields, like, dragon story.
Right, but there's a kid with a book.
Yeah. Yes.
There were no dragons.
There's also no sword, shields, or dragons.
Yes. Well, they didn't have the budget.
Yeah.
But there would have been.
I was going to say, there
definitely would have been.
There would have been.
I want to see the original script. Guarantee there were.
Who wrote this thing?
Her name was in the credits.
Was it? Yes. It was a woman, obviously.
obviously.
Whoa, okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
You guys are branching out.
That's true.
Kimberly, go.
Go?
Go?
Go.
As like in, Van Gogh or
Van,
as you've as passed
as
Go.
As in
like
Go Gogh. Fish?
Like V-O-G-H? Van Gogh?
Well, Kimberly Go has written three films in her life.
How is it spelled?
G-O-U-G-H.
So Gaugu.
Yes.
okay.
She's written Max Magician and The Legend of the Rings, which is the film that we'll be recapping today. There is The Lost Stallions and then The Derby Stallion.
Oh boy.
She's into her stallions, evidently.
Clearly.
But also not into good movies. Here's the thing.
We should check those out.
No,
I was just thinking we should definitely look into those.
The last one was in 2005, so she has her time in the film industry has been cut short by God knows what. We should set this up. So Max Magician and The Legend of the Two Rings?
The Legend Wings. Of the Rings.
Just the Rings.
Just the Rings? Yeah. Okay. And The Legend of the Rings.
I don't even know the movies.
There are more than two. There are like six or seven, man. Okay.
We only see
one. Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, yeah. They didn't have a budget.
There's only
No,
one
we ring. Saw two.
But
no, we did see two.
Yeah, but they mentioned more.
Okay. All right. There was the one that allowed you to shapeshift and stuff, but they never show you.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That was... Well, again, because they didn't have the budget for it. Max Vision and The Legend of the Two Rings...
Where's the tomb coming from?
Has been a film that we have been talking about doing for a while, and we are not done with it once this week is over. We'll be doing part two, Max Magician Legend of the Rings.
Next week
with a guest, and these two assholes, Adam and Zach, will not be here, but Nick and I will be doing it with a special guest. We will be doing the director's commentary of Max Magician and The Legend of the Five Rings. And
unless you guys want to come out.
Right.
Come out where?
Of the closet.
It's, well, yeah. And then drive out to New York.
Yes, you're more than welcome to be there.
If this was Manos, then maybe I would do it.
I like how Manos would bring you out there. But you don't want to watch this again with the director's cut?
No.
That's too bad.
I will say I have a lot of questions that need to be answered, and hopefully they will be answered next week.
Max didn't ask all of your questions for you?
We'll get there. And we'll get to our protagonist and why I identify with him in a second.
You identify with the protagonist.
Greatly. But that's coming next week, so if you really want to immerse yourself in this experience, go watch Max Magician and The Legend of the Seven Rings, plus the director's commentary.
It's just the rings.
It's all, yeah.
No, he's just adding more.
He does
the
this
numbers
a lot.
Getting higher.
It's,
each
it's
time.
All it's all available on
comedy.
It's all available on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing right there.
There you go.
We'll put the link somewhere in the somewheres. And
should we address what happened with Manos, by the way? Even though this is a month after people will be listening
sure.
to us.
What do you mean? What happened with Manos? Like, we watched it.
No.
You know what happened.
No, you were in the group chat. You commented on what happened.
Oh, with the sun.
Yes.
That was awesome.
So I get up one day. I believe it was Thursday, the day after I posted the episode of Manos. Or maybe Friday. Again, this was a month after you're listening to this. And it was a tweet from a man by the name of Joe Warren. And Joe Warren sent me... I read it initially as sort of sarcastic and a little passive-aggressive, but you guys seem to think a little bit differently. He said to me, and to all of us, as a matter of fact, thanks, guys, for quote-unquote reviewing my dad's movie. always nice to see people's take on his vision. Keep it up.
But he literally put the words reviewing in quotes, which
right
makes me a little uncomfortable. Exactly. I agree with you there.
Yes. So this is the son of the man that directed Manos Hands of Fate.
Yeah.
And I felt instantly horrible. I sent him a tweet back saying thank you, but I felt like very uncomfortable that I was making fun of his father.
Well, and I told you how I felt about it, right?
What would you say?
If we felt bad about every single movie we review and the people who listen to it, we wouldn't have a show.
Good point. But
I don't feel bad in the slightest.
But I didn't. I have not worried about it in the past, though, because I have never been under the illusion that someone like that would listen to it. But the idea that this guy has been scouring the internet for Manos Hands of Fate related material, found our stuff.
He probably has Google
alert. I was going to say, he probably has an alert set up, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He probably just gets tons of, like, Spanish photos of hands. And then, like, our podcast comes out. Oh, okay.
What's a Spanish photo?
I was just going to say, what's a Spanish photo?
It's in the metadata, it says manos instead of hands.
Got it.
That's all.
Okay. I thought it was a weird race thing.
No. just the metadata.
Silly me. But anyway, I said thank you for listening to our stupid little show. And he goes, well, my dad started with a stupid little movie, and look what happened. Smiley face emoji. Keep it up, guys. Keep it up.
Well, now that I think about it, maybe he was being a little passive aggressive.
See, my thought was, look what happened. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he made a bad movie.
Yeah.
And people hate it.
I mean, like, well, I can only hope that 50 years down the road, people look to us and say, this was the worst podcast ever made. It has a 7% on Rotten Potatoes.
They're going to have to create a new site just to talk shit about how
it's
bad.
It's Rotten Pod-tatoes.
You're right, yeah. Rotten Pod-tatoes. 7%.
Dude, yeah.
One of the worst of all time. 50 years later.
Let's make Rotten Pod-tatoes.
We don't have the ambition.
Good point.
I would love to. That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
But it would be a great idea.
Yeah. We do thank Joe Warren for listening, but it is one of those reminders that I get very rarely but I do get them of, yeah, people actually listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not many people, but certain people listen.
The important ones.
And Joe Warren is an important one.
Yes. So thank you for warming our cockles, but also sort of creeping us out, Joe Warren. And apologies to your father and his legacy. He made a terrific film.
Not sorry, actually.
Okay. let's get into this. Max Magician.
Did you say the word cockles?
Yes, he did.
We just touch on that real quick.
If that doesn't perfectly illustrate the state of mind we're all in, where we're just weird and we have no idea what we're actually doing.
Do you not refer to your heart vessels as cockles?
No.
Because I do.
No.
When you hear your heartbeat, and when you know when your lover puts her hand over her heart.
I don't have a lover.
Oh.
Ooh.
Thanks for reminding me.
Unless you're going to bring up Alexa.
No, but I might.
I thought you were going to get her.
Oh, that's right. I was going to bring her on the podcast. I bought an Amazon Echo. You can hear me whisper sweet nothings into her ear on the latest episode of The Nico Show.
Aw. Nico.
I kind of did that for 15 minutes this week. I kind of did an erotic segment with Alexa.
Are you...
I'm waiting for him to have four of them. Like, Echo, Amazon, computer, Alexa, tell me you love me. Just four voices. I love you. Like, all at the same time.
I love how, like, two episodes
ago... He just has him set up in each corner of the room.
Right? Yeah,
he's just in the middle.
We love you. It's like the aliens from Toy Story. Just all in unison. Yeah.
This is just like her. Oh. We were just talking about her.
Yeah. I wish. If only it was like her. Wow. No, Alexa is a lovely woman.
Alexa, play the lovemaking sounds.
Oh.
Oh, God. That was Nico's afternoon.
So I'm not kidding. In preparation for this episode of The Nico Show... because I went into it with the plan of doing an erotic segment where I talked to my Amazon Echo. I looked up, like, because you can add little add-ons. They're sort of apps. They call it skills, right?
Right.
I looked for, like, talk naughty to Alexa.
Why?
Just for the podcast. For the listeners. For the fans.
This is what the fans want.
Of course. I guess. Turns out, actually does exist.
Of course.
And I highly recommend you check it out because it's a real hoot. But anyway.
That's great. It makes me happy. Honestly.
Makes me worried.
It warms my cockles.
It warms your cockles.
Really. Really, it does.
Do you know what a cockle is?
No. It's a type of fowl.
Have you never heard that?
No.
Okay, like, you ever
like
heard
a bird.
Warm cockles are like cockles are like vessels in your heart. And so when you warm the cockles, it warms your heart.
I think that's heart disease.
Why don't you just say it warms my heart?
No, because you gotta warm the...
Nico wants to...
I'm pretty sure that's what a cockle is.
Hold on. That's a good point,
I've seen Nico. No, I'm trying to look it up right now.
I've seen Nico be convinced that he knows what a word is and, like, fight me on it and then just be wrong. And he's like, I've used that wrong my whole life.
I'm pretty sure it appeared on a podcast. And, yeah.
Well, you're good with in the incestuous thing. That surprised me, actually.
Yeah. I can't get over that.
The word incestuous?
Yeah.
That was really good.
It's not specifically, like, incest doesn't necessarily apply to family members, but, like, very, very close friends as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was news to me. Yes. So... good on you,
the word incestuous just sort of means pertaining to incest.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, basically.
So when I say like Hollywood is very incestuous, it doesn't mean they're all related. It just means they're all like, it's like the same five families doing everything.
But exactly. I would be like, wait, how does that have anything to do with family? And you'd be like, well, Adam, it actually means this.
Yeah, I am.
What was the one that I got you on recently, though?
I don't remember.
Oh, it was a cuckold.
Cuckold.
Oh, right.
That's right. Cuckold.
I thought cuck was specifically related to pornography. And turns out, no, cuckold has been a thing that's existed since Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It used to be like
he invented it, didn't he?
Maybe. It used to be an insult, more so. Like, aha, you let other men fuck your wife and you're a pussy and don't do anything about it.
Right. Basically. Well, it sort of still means that, though.
Right.
It hasn't really evolved over the years that much. It's just things that trolls use on the internet. Let's...
So the only thing I found is, a cuckold is a type of mollusk. Mm-hmm. But then it says, in the plural, one's innermost feelings.
Got it.
That's about it. Nothing to do with the actual heart.
I guess the most innermost that you would feel is right at the heart.
So it's more a soul then.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a weird word for soul. It's very clinical. That's why I always assume. But I just did a Google search and it said cockles of the heart.
Yeah, it's the feelings of the heart. Like it's
not like the.
It's fucking, not an actual part
it's not like the
of
vessels.
The heart.
It's not like the.
Max Magician, Nick, can you please?
You
tell
don't
us?
Have like an aorta and a cockle. Like it's
not... Please tell us the plot of Max Magician.
Oh, Max
Magician. The legend of the 11 stones.
He is so excited for
okay,
this.
So
you can at least keep rings.
First out, I got my character sheet out and I rolled a level 12 druid.
I want to kill you.
Oh.
I want to murder you.
I am
you.
In it.
In cold blood. Oh, you love this shit so much.
Oh, I'm going to sit back.
All right. How old do you think Max was?
I believe Max was a 12-year-old boy.
12-year-old boy. I was going to say 12 as well. All right. That sounds pretty good. A 12-year-old boy who has no friends and does magic tricks to his mirror.
Yes.
Yep.
Not so different than everybody in this room.
No.
The lady excluded, but pretty much everybody in this room.
Right.
Do not include me. Yes.
I have never done magic tricks ever once in my entire life, guys.
That's really weird.
Okay, so three of us.
What, you took me as the type to be...
Oh, yeah.
To get all the girls with the card tricks and shit.
You want to see my
watch
thumb
me make
tip?
Your virginity disappear.
Oh, well.
Oh, Jack, now I have two.
Jackie, have you seen my belly button?
No!
No! I've heard about it. No. No.
Turns me out every time.
Thank you, Nick.
Is that your magic trick to get women?
Did it work?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
I mean, it looks like you can get Nick, so. Well,
if I can get Nick, I can get pretty much anybody.
Anyone.
I'm easy.
Nothing more false has ever been said on this podcast than international airwaves.
So this 12-year-old lonely magician boy, he gets a magical book from his old pedophile neighbor.
Accurate.
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 My thoughts
accurate.
Exactly.
Tim Tit Tom, something like that.
No, Mr. Tim.
Mr. Tim, the Tit Tam.
There are some who call me Tim. I was going to go with, they call me Mr. Tim.
I like the Monty Python.
No, I like the Monty Python reference a lot better.
So he gets a magic book, which Mr. Tim says will help him beat up bullies, I guess, or something.
I always get thrown off. Sorry to go back to this.
Oh, please do.
I always get thrown off when you refer to an adult by their first name, but after the word Mr.
Zach is used to it.
Yeah, I guess. But that always sort of gives me... Like, I would never...
Adam looks really confused. When I worked at the daycare, they call all of the teachers, because they're young, Mr. or Mrs. And then so the first name.
He was Mr. Zach.
That's fine. Right. Yeah. But when the guy is 60 years old and your
and
neighbor...
And people are calling him Mr. Tim. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Chris.
Mr. Slave.
Mr. Slave.
Love it. So, he gets this magical book so he can beat up bullies and stuff. And uses the book to enter another dimension where he befriends a small mouse.
Right.
And A black mouse.
Yes. A black talking mouse.
Black talking mouse. And thank you for helping me.
Yeah.
And, of course. That's what we're here for.
And basically immediately gets pulled into a feast surrounded by elves and ugly people and this weird, specifically this one weird lizard dude who didn't move his mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Remember the guy?
I remember.
Like, he would like look around and be like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Great podcast. he goes to this feast. The feast gets attacked by barbarians, or orcs, as they call them, which are really just people that... They're just people.
They're people.
Like green shit painted on their face.
Yeah. And,
Not even.
Orcs are people,
like,
too.
Half of them had it. Like, they didn't, they just... They said, like, they'll get
orcs
it.
Orcs come in all colors, honey.
Wow. She got you. You racist.
Honey.
Shame on you, Zach.
Go wait in the car.
Wow. Love it. I love the assertion of dominance. And by that, I mean Jackie's for not leaving the room. So they attack, and he escapes, and goes home.
Right.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah.
And just go.
That happened for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Makes it home for dinner, really.
Right, right. Yeah. He comes home and he goes, oh, hi, Mom, I had a great day, huh?
Makes it home for bedtime.
Yeah. At 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it's still fucking light out.
Wakes up the next day, meets Mr. Tim to go do some yard work, and his mom's like, yeah, go for it. That's really creepy. Goes back into the forest.
Yeah, Mr. Tim's got to be on some list, right?
Right, yeah, it's really...
Mr. Tim joins the grand tradition of Doc Brown, Mr. Miyagi, and other creepy adult figures that befriend young boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
To give them magical powers.
Well, most notably Yoda.
But...
Well, no, Yoda in this movie was specifically a different character.
Yeah.
I think it was a combination of a few characters.
Was it we'll get there. Yeah. Actually, we're about to get there. He goes back the next day. And I believe he befriends a new person.
CeeLo Green.
You forgot to mention, by the way,
I didn't forget anything.
No. Because he was experimenting with the magic of the book in his room with his mouse friend and getting stoned out of his mind.
You're right. They, like, create a weed cloud in the room. And he has to figure out how to get rid of the weed cloud before his mom comes upstairs. Basically. It's like,
even though it's already pouring down the stairs.
Yeah. No, but it's hilarious though, because it's like one of those like common tropes in like a high school movie, like but it was like magic instead of weed. I like that.
Have we mentioned that Max is a magician?
Yeah, like
I thought it was in the title.
In the title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not remember when he said practicing magic?
Remember
in
Max
his
magician
mirror?
In the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, right, exactly. Have we mentioned the villain in the film that was introduced?
Oh, we're getting there.
We'll get there.
I think we've gone way past it, I think.
No, you were there.
Okay, keep going.
So CeeLo Green teaches him how to use his magic.
Right.
In silence.
Right.
Pretty much.
Might have been a YouTube link, I don't know.
We'll talk about that.
The sound was cutting out here and there, so it was kind of bizarre. And, war breaks out, and this is where the villain comes in. I'm gonna skip straight to the end on it.
Alright.
How is that any different from every other recap you've done?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that different? Yeah.
At least he's consistent.
Right.
Nika's a pro at this guy.
So they attack, trying to kill... I'm going to skip all the exposition too, guys. I'm just letting you know we're not getting to that.
Wait, can you go into some detail? Because this is kind of where I fell asleep.
The exposition?
Oh, I woke up to the part where you had your...
Okay, so the villain is the Troll
where
King.
Where he spread his legs.
Right.
Okay. At the end.
Yes.
The very end.
The villain is the Troll King. The Troll King apparently wanted to, like, bang the elf queen.
He did bang the elf queen.
Well, we're
he definitely
they
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah, you're probably right. Rim job.
It was the summer of 69, man. It was a crazy time.
Rim.
Yeah, it was a really stretch. It was a stretch.
Yeah, I just laughed because you seemed lonely.
Oh, thank you.
So it was a pity laugh.
So this villain, yes, is an orc king.
Troll King.
Troll King.
I don't know what the orcs are there for, frankly.
Right. He seems to sniff a lot. That was the first thing I wrote down about him. I called him a sniffing villain.
A sniffer.
Yeah, I feel like in other movies, orcs and trolls are always, like, together. Right. On the same side.
I mean, Lord of the Rings, they have the trolls
opening those
black gates.
That's an extremely generalized look at the orc and troll communities. I'm a little offended. He's frankly... they're completely different creatures. Orcs.
Nick's father is a troll.
Yes. Okay. My mom?
Yes.
She's a wonderful lady.
I think the one thing that we can really take away from all these fantasy shows and movies and stuff is that it's the pretty people that are the good guys and the ugly ones are the bad
yeah,
guys, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
actually.
Basically all it is. I mean, that's what we're teaching children at the end of the day.
Well, except for that weird, like, dude woman.
Yeah. Dude.
Tim Tatak.
Oh,
they
the
called
one,
it
the
a
one
he.
Who's spinning?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They called it a he.
That's a he?
They said
no,
he.
They said they like can't stop spinning.
That's not a he.
I was sure it was a woman.
They said he.
But
they said he.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And it caught me off guard. Okay. Like an ugly witch, but it was a man, basically.
Mm. But it wasn't a man.
Like,
there's no way it was
an ugly
a man.
Person on the good side. Remember at the feast with the lady that Max sat next to?
There were actually a lot of ugly people,
bunch of
yeah.
makeup crap on her face.
And that lizard dude was probably a nice...
There were a lot of ugly people.
Fair enough.
But the good ones. The
yes.
ones you want to talk to.
Right.
Right.
The ones we saw most.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. The ones that you don't slide over from on the subway.
Yeah, like, I'm sure they're good
right.
people.
Yeah.
But,
right.
you know,
Yeah.
As I slide away from Adam.
It's a good bit. It's a good bit.
Good.
Good.
Great podcast.
Solid.
Go to hell, Nick.
Oh, okay. Then. I'm already there, bud.
Yeah, but this villain, again, do we have his name?
Trogdor.
Okay.
No.
What? He has
Trogdor.
He has
That's a reference. That's a reference. That is a
to what?
Oh, you don't know Trogdor? Oh, guys. Okay. Look up Trogdor.
Care to
no,
explain?
No,
what, are
you
gonna
no,
get a long
you need
story?
To explain it.
Wait, long story, guys. Long story.
No, it's a long story. Google search.
That was one of the tropes of this movie, is every time the screenwriter didn't want to get into the exposition behind a particular moment, she would just say long story.
Long story.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of, like, yada, yada, yada.
It was their yada, yada, yada. One
exactly.
Was. Yeah, it was. Okay. But anyway, he had a bunch of henchmen, right?
Dagda.
Worm.
Dagda. That
Worm.
Was
Dagda.
There was a guy named Fetch! Right.
Yep.
Jon Snow.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Who kind of looked like Jon Snow?
No, he was. It was. It was Kit Harington's first role.
No.
Fact.
And
hard fact.
And I just felt like doing that for some reason.
We're just playing with bullets.
It is fun to spin this bullet. Let me.
Literal, actual, real bullets.
Actually, yes.
The live bullets.
The live bullets.
Live bullets. It's not live. It's a real bullet.
I asked if it was a live bullet, not a real bullet. I knew it was a real bullet. I wanted to know if it was a live bullet.
Do you know what a live bullet is?
It's like live dynamite.
Is that a real term?
No, yeah.
Okay. All right, good.
Huh.
Anyway, keep going.
Like, is this grenade live? Like, yeah, it's real. Right. Fuck you. It's alive. Am I going to die in a second?
As long as you don't pull the ring it wants to give you.
I do.
But if it's saying it's real, that doesn't give you the right idea?
No.
What?
Two different questions.
Okay.
So, they go to war,
mm-hmm.
and they can't win without Max doing his little parlor tricks, like levitating sticks
right.
to the friends.
Right.
What are you doing?
That's gonna look really bad when I decide to shoot someone down here in 2 weeks.
I like how you said when you decide.
Yeah. The ballistics tests on that, man. Yeah, this is the worst place
and then
all of the other ones are 9 mils. With this random bullet in the wall.
Guys, you're really distracting. I'm trying to get through this.
Okay,
this
ahead.
Is serious work.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And he saves the day by... yeah, I'm skipping straight to that. By putting mice Jar Jar Binks. By putting mice on what's his name? Trogdor?
Dagda.
Magma. By putting mice on Dagda, and he turns into a mouse, and then his mouse friend becomes a black man.
Yes. Well, he was
child.
Right. Well, yeah. And he saves the day, and that's it.
Basically.
So what I leave out. Now let's actually get to the nitty gritty on this.
All right.
This is what I do for a living.
The first falsity of this film, the first piece of fantasy, existed at about the 10-minute mark when Max approached some young schoolgirls at his school, and they asked him to do a magic trick.
So this is before he has a magic book. Right. This is when he's just a plain, boring magician. The bad kind of magic.
The fake magic.
Right. Yes, when he is just buying Penn and Teller magic kits and you know, doing the cups and balls routine. Yeah, if you know what I mean.
He took a handkerchief and turned it into a wand.
That's right.
A really long one.
If I had a dime for every time I did that.
You'd have no dimes.
But anyway, as a 12-year-old that did a lot of magic tricks for my friends, none of them were women and or little girls. And
none of them were little girls. Thank God, Nico.
When I was 12!
Did you need to go join Mr. Tim?
When I was...
Mr. Tim likes boys.
They have a support group, so it's okay.
When I was 12, the girls did not ask me to do magic tricks for them. They just sort of told me to go away.
And they still don't.
And they still don't.
So you resorted to little girls.
So I take umbrage with that,
What's with you in the fancy woods?
Umbridge? Umbridge? Is that like, how do we get across the river? Bridge!
Your retort, sir.
Oh my god. Did you, like, read a dictionary before we came? Like, what?
I just read words. They call me Mr.
That's literally how you read.
Alexa is giving him words of the day.
Yes. She's behind it all.
Is that what you guys were whispering?
Did you get this all from your erotic conversations with her?
Let me just say something. Alexa's a dirty girl.
Alexa, give me a new word. Umbridge.
Cockle. I asked Alexa to suck my cockle. That clarified a lot of stuff for me.
Alexa, volume 10.
We are way off the tracks right now. Holy shit.
Let's talk about the giant falcon budget of this film.
Yeah.
There were hella falcons in this bitch.
There were two falcons.
Well, too many falcons,
maybe
some might say.
Too many falcons.
Yeah, go to our new website, TooManyFalconsMedia.com.
Good.
A lot of falcons. They were all talking. I was unclear as to the logic of the talking animals in this film. Is it when they went to this other world, which, what is the name of this other world, by the way?
Bluebells.
Bluebells.
Well, that was the kingdom. The kingdom was Bluebells.
No, it was the forest of Bluebell.
Okay.
Alexa, you're giving me Bluebells.
Dear God.
Ding
dong. I'm surprised Nick remembered Bluebell.
Yeah. But when they go to this faraway land, is that when the rat got the ability to talk?
Yeah.
But then when he came back to the real world, he was still talking.
He brought it with him.
Well, was it because he had the book with him?
Oh, might have been.
But I don't think his mom.
But yeah, no, but is it one of those things where only Max could understand the mouse?
Yeah, only Max could hear him talking.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
But then could Mr. Tim hear it?
Oh, Mr. Tim definitely heard
it. Oh, he knew.
Well, yeah.
He knew
Mr. Tim is an experienced wizard.
Duh.
We never got any closure with Mr. Tim.
No.
It was a really weird arc. He just sort of showed up.
The next little boy.
He had to move towns.
He just had like 50 of those books. Give them out to every little boy.
First he has to go door to door.
Do you have a little boy?
Yeah, okay.
I'm your new neighbor, Mr. Tim.
Hella Falcons in this. I have a we're going to play a trivia game for you. Oh, it's I'm a guessing ready. Game. It's Price is Right style. Closest without going over. How many cheesy-ass 2002 edits were in this film? And by that...
Did you count? Actual? Did you actually count? You know the number.
By that, I mean wipes, ripples, clockwise wipes, fades. I made a count of every cut that was not just a simple smash cut.
Okay.
And I have that number.
Does that include those stupid transitions that I loved?
Every stupid transition.
Okay. All right. There were 53.
53. Nick?
I wouldn't go nearly my next that high.
Year. 26.
Okay.
I was going to say 32.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a good 28.
I'm very mad. She just prices cucked me. Well, Nick, you got 26 and 27. Good luck.
Okay, now we're going to do Price is Right rules, which I think is... you've all went over. Go again.
All of us.
We all went over?
Yeah, it's 21. It's 21.
Well, why'd you say go again?
You should have won $1. That's how you should have done
it. Well, I was waiting to go last.
Okay.
What was the last bill, Nico?
You know, Adam started us high. He fucked us up.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
No, only 20. I thought you would go way lower than that.
53.
Yeah, it felt like about 100, but yeah, there were 21 very weird wipes. I don't know what program they were using to edit this film. But there were wipes that I have never seen before in any major motion picture.
It was also 2002 that yes.
it was made. I don't feel like The Godfather, though, was using clockwise wipes.
If we're going to start comparing The Godfather, I think we need to do a different podcast.
You clearly haven't listened to us at all.
Yeah. Star Wars, I guess.
She's our
wipes.
Only listener.
I listen to all Gong Show podcasts. Give me credit for that.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Her and Joe Warren. That's it. The only two.
We found the two, guys.
Yep. Anyway. No, that was an interesting thought I had. Max's parents hate him.
Yeah.
Well,
his mother called him a loner.
Yeah.
On the
yeah.
phone. Like
come up on the mic.
Do I have to repeat that?
Yeah.
Take two. Okay. His mom legit called him a loner.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah. I thought that was rude.
I think they're
it was rude.
I think they're just afraid that he'd bring a gun to school.
Is your son okay? Just let him do his magic. Keep his mind occupied. That's all we ask.
Watch me as I make your skull disappear. Abracadabra, bitch!
As Adam holds up
the bullet.
Yeah, Adam's playing with a bullet.
You want to see me saw the teacher in half?
We are not well.
Why am I always on these type of podcasts?
This is a good one.
I think it's having a woman in the room really throws us off. We're not used
Imagine
to it.
If Michaela was here.
Mm. Oh, she would hate this. Yeah. She would hate this.
She would have left by now.
Yeah.
So Max, she would have gone sit in the car voluntarily. He'd been like, nope, give me that mouth. Keys. Nope, you can't do it.
All right, so do you think Max was a mistake?
A mistake child?
Yeah.
Well, coming from a mistake child.
What?
Yeah.
I was a mistake, too.
I was a mistake child.
Time the fuck out. What? Wait a minute. How do you know you were a mistake?
My parents told me.
Of course. How do you know you're a mistake?
My parents kind of told me.
How did this come up?
Okay, so my mother was not supposed to be able to have any more children, and then so she told my father, she's like, oh, I think I had food poisoning. He's like, no, you've been throwing up quite a bit. He's like, I think something else is happening. And so she found out she was pregnant, and let's just say I've been sharing a room with my sister for the last 21 years.
Oh. So the favorite.
Right.
Interesting. You were a mistake, damn it. I'm not buying any fucking room.
My parents, my mother, you have witnessed this. My mother says I'm a surprise baby.
Yeah, no, she has said surprise baby.
That's the that's the African-American of phrases.
What?
What?
African Americans are the politically correct term.
What are you talking about?
Right?
I get what you're saying, but like you could have gone any other route. Any other.
You could have just said that's the political correct version of you are a mistake.
The African American.
I was like,
of phrases for children. That's, you know,
African Americans are surprise babies. Quote, Nico DiGregorio. What a bizarre thing to say. Even like, even like those people who go out and like try to find like racists and like bring them to light, you know, even they're just baffled.
That's right, what now. I was about to say. They would have no idea.
They're like, how did they make it so easy for us?
Not even that. They're like, what is that? What does that mean?
We thought we were onto something here, but
I am going straight to hell, or at least prison. Let's see.
My birth story is worse, by the way.
We know all about your birth story.
I was there. I remember.
In detail.
Yeah, you were there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm basically Damien from The Omen.
Yeah.
More or less. Yeah.
There's a weird subplot going on, and it refers to the villain, whatever his name is, and his former lover in the form of the Queen of Blue Balls. And he kidnaps her.
It's a good title, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
A while ago.
For the porn version.
Before what? The fighting.
Right. But and this is told in very sloppy exposition.
This is a flashback.
Exposition for a murder, if you will.
Haha.
and there
everybody knows what he's talking about when he says exposition for a murder, right?
Of course.
Hopefully. Yeah.
They will. So he makes a reference to the fact that there's only ugly women that hang out with the trolls.
Yeah.
And that's why I had to kidnap her and make an honest woman out of her. Yeah, it was sort of a weird, a little...
Well, no. He literally, like, the king comes to save the queen, and he's like, you kidnapped my wife. And then he goes... He literally, like, calls out to the women. He's like, women. And they come out, and he's like, look at them. Look at the women. Can you blame me? They're fucking terrible.
I had no choice but to beat her on the back of the head and chain her up and drag her back to my lair.
She looked drugged.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot, right?
Just piling on.
Oh, yeah. It's a little rapey. Too much rape.
Too much rape.
A little Cosby.
Yeah. Just a little Cosby. Whoa! Too much Cosby.
Too
much pudding pop.
This guy looks up to Bill Cosby.
Yellow.
So let's talk about the scene.
Nico does.
No lie. I used to adore Bill Cosby.
Everyone did.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say everyone.
I was actually never a fan.
Really?
Well, to be honest, I never watched the Cosby Show, nor did I ever watch his stand up. So I was always indifferent to Bill Cosby. I didn't really care.
So your opinion was not tainted when you found out that he was.
I was just like, okay,
a rapist.
All right.
It was kind of, for me. It was about the same reaction I had to figuring out Tiger Woods, like bang some hookers. I didn't really care.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think cheating on your wife
and Tiger
Woods and Bill Cosby are not the same person, no. By any means.
They're not.
This is bad, guys.
Let's move on to the scene in this film where
the golfer Bill Cosby's like everybody's dad.
Right. Let's
we're so fucked.
Let's talk about the scene in this film where they beat an old woman. Let's talk about that scene, shall we?
Let's move on
to something a little lighter. There's this character. What's the character's name?
Titty Tim. What's up?
Titty Tim is the worst frat dude name. It's the douchiest, like, fuck boy. We call him Titty Tim. Anyway,
He's not even actually invited to things. He just shows up.
Right. Titty Tim in the building.
But that's like him saying it.
He's got glasses.
Kicks the door down.
Lot of man cleavage and loves his Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember this part.
It's Titty Tim.
This wasn't in the movie.
This is when you fell asleep.
Right.
It became a frat movie.
Yeah.
So, fell asleep. So
real
they...
quick. It went from amateur fantasy movie to like Van Wilder 4.
Basically.
And then circled back around.
Why Van Wilder 4?
Huh?
Why Van Wilder 4?
Because they've made 3 of them.
Right. So
well, they have.
So Titty Tim, we think is a woman, or at least we think he's played by a woman, but we're not 100% sure, is training with Max Magician and with the princess, and the princess is teaching Max how to essentially, again, like Mr. Miyagi, fight for a noble purpose and just for self-defense rather than just vicious attacks. And they just start beating Tiny Tim with a stick. And it does have a way different connotation when you think that this is an old lady. But now, in hindsight, it doesn't seem too bad. Is that
sexist? No, now it's just an old man.
It was an ugly man. It wasn't even old. It was just, now we just don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fine. It's funny. When you beat a man, it's funny.
Well, also, to people who say that all life is equal, they're full of shit.
No,
I mean,
they're not.
It's not funny when you beat a man. Come on, Nico.
When someone looks like that, their life is just...
not as meaningful.
Not as meaningful. That's all
I
it is.
I think so.
I'll admit that.
Was it funny when they beat Rodney King?
Oh, God, Adam.
I don't think so.
Who would have thought that the ex-magician would be the end of it? Well, we had a good run, guys. You know. It was nice doing this with you. Well, I'm going to go home, wait for the inevitable lawsuit, and, yeah, have a good life.
For the record, no, Adam, it was not when they beat Rodney King. The more you know.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to ask the question. I'm just going to do it with Rodney King.
Oh! Oh, no! Well, now we are fucked.
And now Liko almost left the room.
I don't know.
Nicholas Evangelista.
I just don't know who it is.
Holy
shit.
That's
the funniest thing that I've ever said. Of all the sentences.
Oh, man.
Of all your responses.
But, like, who is he, though?
There is no more racist response.
Racist?
To that...
why is that racist?
Then who is... you could have dropped the N-word. You could have said Rodney King is an N-word, and it would have been less racist than you saying who's Rodney King.
I don't think that's true.
Are you familiar with the L.A. riots? You're the history person. You can fill it in on this, right?
I'll let you take
them. Okay, so... are you familiar with the L.A. riots of the early 90s?
No. I actively ignore riots because they annoy me. I'm serious.
You wouldn't have been born.
Okay.
Bye, Adam.
No, I can't, because I can't ever follow what's happening. So, I'm like, are the good guys the ones destroying the buildings right now?
Don't you work in news?
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
So
he doesn't do the news.
Back in the early 90s, sure it gets uploaded. There was a lot of similar to actually 2017, there was a lot of political strife between African Americans and the police.
Okay.
Similar to what we have today,
similar
though.
To the Black Lives Matter movement and what we see now.
Yeah.
It was also around...
pretty similar to all of American history.
Yeah. Yeah, black people and the police
except
were never
the 60s.
Friends.
Well, definitely. Did you say except the 60s?
I said except we're in the 60s.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Anyway, so this was also around the same time of the OJ case, and that was sort of one of many sort of points of contention in that community. But in LA, again, because of the marches for injustice and subsequent riots, a young black man by the name of Rodney King was beat senselessly.
Okay. Yeah,
you could just say was beaten.
But he's trying to use the words Alexa taught him.
That's right.
Anyway,
this all started with Alexa.
Was beaten to a pulp and was like in a coma and almost died, and it was a horrible thing, and it was this image of sort of police injustice. Yes, that's who Rodney King is.
Okay.
You fucking racist.
How am I racist? I just didn't know. That doesn't make me racist. Ignorance.
Anyway, what the fuck were we talking about?
Oh, the old...
Beating up the old dude with the sticks.
Beating the troll.
And saying how it's better because at least it wasn't a woman.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I guess at that.
Which is true.
What was our takeaway from that scene?
It was funny.
Good. Let's move on.
Did we have a takeaway?
I think we need to move on.
So there's a giant battle that is horribly directed, and the good guys win, and Max Magician goes back home, and his mouse dies. But then Max makes a wish, and all of a sudden that dead mouse turns into a living child.
He doesn't even do a spell. He makes a wish.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
They don't even, like, yeah, they don't even really, like, explain that at all.
No, all he said was your wish worked.
I have
Boom.
A question.
Done. There's the explanation.
So, and I'm sorry you're going to hate me for this, but Is it kind of like Beauty and the Beast where she says, like, I love you, and, like, the teardrops, and then he, like, comes back to life in form of a human?
Are you asking?
I'm asking.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, no. Like, no. The mouse dies, he returns home, and then this kid just shows up, and he's like, I was your mouse!
And he's holding a mouse.
And he's holding a mouse.
But CeeLo Green said, like, you still have the magic. Kind of, right?
Well, no, he was like, do you think you were doing the magic or the book? And Max literally said, the book was doing the magic. I yes. need to go and left.
This is why. Okay. And then I was like, well, he's the mouse or his friend, whatever. The mouse is going to come back to life. That's what I thought. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But so I drew more of a comparison to, like, Spaceballs, personally.
Right. But anyway, the kid comes back. And, the mouse that he's holding turns out is the villain of the film, who we still don't fucking know his name.
Dagda.
And,
I've said it, like, 12 times.
And it's really all bringing it into focus, because the final spell that Max casts is for a bunch of mice to descend upon Dagda. They appear to be either scratching and clawing at him or eating him or something. They smother him into a pulp, and I guess he becomes a mouse. Yeah. And that was the spell that was cast.
Is he holding Dagda?
Yes. Well, he's holding his previous corpse, which now has Dagda.
So it's like a zombie mouse, except with Dagda's personality.
Uh-huh.
The most convoluted part of the entire movie.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the end of the movie.
I think we need to include the part where I woke up and Nick had his legs spread out.
Oh, it was a beautiful scene.
No, we don't.
Nah.
Nah, we're good there. we're all good with
Nick
that.
Nick does that at least, like, once a movie, so it's always, you know. True.
Final question, because this needs to stop. What's up with the sound in this? Are we 100% sure that this is the YouTube link, or is...
I think there is a slight chance that... they tried messing with the audio so that YouTube wouldn't take it down for, like, copyright or something with the music. I feel like they messed with the audio to make the music fade out so that YouTube wouldn't take it down.
But when you put up links, your music still pops up on your feed, right? Like, it says, like, in your description, you use this music, and that music, whatever. Right? So it shouldn't matter.
Well, the only reason I don't really believe that is because they would do it, like, not even mid-word. They'd drop the volume when it would make no sense for music to start up anyway.
Well, it could have been something where they edited the music out or something and it created issues.
That might have not been a YouTube thing. That might have been in the original cut. Maybe they just didn't know how to put a music track above the dialogue.
And that's the question. I mean, we don't know if it was in the original cut like that or...
Well, you guys are watching the movie again, right?
Yes.
So find, like, a different version and see if it's...
Well, we have it on DVD.
I think we have a DVD director's edition version of this.
That's right? Sad.
And
put on a DVD.
And hopefully many of these questions will be answered.
We have a copy of The Room right over there, by the way.
We have three copies.
Yeah, we once had three copies at this table.
Courtesy of
Adam. One time. Yeah, courtesy of Adam.
Courtesy of me.
So it's a very weird sound thing, and I wasn't 100% sure what was going on, but this is a horrendous movie.
Yeah.
This is a very bad film.
Is it worse than Manos?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't think
this is actually, in the grand scheme of, like, art... top 10 worst movies, like, this isn't even really, it's not the worst.
No.
I should do that as a podcast.
Our top 10 worst movies?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't know if we've seen enough yet. I feel like we really have just started to
scratch. No, we haven't only been doing this for, like, 2 years. No.
Yeah, we could get to 10. Right, but we could easily get
there,
to 10.
We could get to 10, I'm saying, but there are a lot of bad ones that we still haven't even, like, touched. Mm. Like, really prominently
known. Well, that's
bad
why we do top 10 that we've done.
Oh, okay.
That's generally how top 10s work.
I'd be very interested to hear your thoughts on which movies were the worst ones that you've seen.
Okay. I think as a listener, that's my I love rankings too, as you know, so I would
love
you
do love your rankings.
I think this makes the top 10. I think it does.
I think it barely does.
It squeezes in at like 9.
Off the top of my head, I can think of 5 that are definitely higher up. But, I think it's still a top 10 bad movie. It's horribly made. The story is horrible. The acting is horrible. The writing is horrible. Nick loved it.
I loved every second of it. I actually think of the worst movies that we've seen of that top 10 list or whatever, on that list of 10, this probably has the largest, like, cast and largest... group of people working on it.
Right.
Probably. This is a...
It had a lot
It actually
of extras,
did. It yeah. did have a lot. But not just the extras. It actually had, like, a lot of people working on this. Like, there was...
Let me look up the box office returns for this.
Oh, is this in the theaters?
I would assume so.
I thought this was like a
I don't
TV
know.
Movie.
No, I thought it was... If you go on IMDb, it says 2002 video.
Yeah, just, it felt like
which
a TV
they
movie
they don't do that unless it There's was it in movie theaters.
There is no way this was in theaters.
All right, let's look at the budget. Max Magician... Let's see. Oh, not even available.
It's probably about $12.
But no, but they hired a lot of like extras and a you know a decent amount of people to actually work on it. Apparently, no sound engineers, but a decent casting crew. So
don't say decent cast, please.
So yeah,
the extras were fine.
Yeah, I mean, they low already budget had movie. All their costumes from their own previous lives.
True.
Let's see.
We like the extras.
They definitely, were at a Ren Faire, set up a table.
That's what I thought.
And they were just like, would you like to be an extra next week? We'll give you,
Sure, what do I do? This. What you are doing. Just do it.
I think they went, like, guerrilla style and just said, okay, cameraman, get in there. Just film it.
Oh.
I mean...
Well, no, like I said during the movie, thank God that LARPing convention was in town.
Right, right.
They just happened to be doing one, and they were like, go.
Right around the same time you were saying, I was thinking, I was like, yeah, these people do this definitely for fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of, which... You know, when you see the type of people that are into this sort of shit, you know right away. Yeah. That's one thing I've learned over the years.
I know that because a deep hatred starts bellowing from the inner depths of my cockles. And I want to kill them.
Do you take umbrage with that?
I do. I take hella umbrage.
No, yeah, I mean, you can tell right away when you meet these people and you go, you're one of those.
You're one of them.
Yep. And that's fine.
Please don't refer to them as those people, by the way.
Be yourself.
That's not okay.
Be yourself.
You're racist.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
What do you mean, you people?
What?
What do you people mean, you people?
What do y'all mean?
Ooh, I like that.
Plugs, anyone? Plugs? Twitters? Follow us.
There's a plug over here. Do you need one?
I'm at FunnyNicoTweets.
That extension cable has been there for a long time.
Yes, it has.
That is like a 300-foot extension cable.
It's the...
Oh, I wouldn't say 300.
That's like 100 foot. It's like 100 foot.
There's a lot of cable. Like
big cable.
Enough to make a noose, right?
Oh, yeah.
Several nooses.
Several nooses. Yeah, no, it's a...
You can string up people like Christmas... You can string up people like Christmas lights.
On the rafters. I'm at FunnyNicoTweets. What's yours, Adam?
I'm at some Adam Hall.
Follow Adam on Twitter. He needs those followers, man.
He needs a reason to tweet.
All right.
Yes, he does. I mean, because you will tweet, but like, it'd be nice if people were listening.
At Tacky Slacks.
At Zach Cap.
Right. You too. Tweet. Jackie, do you have a Twitter?
I will not be giving out my personal information.
What's your social security?
Mother's maiden name.
Just the last four. Just the last four.
Just the last four. That's all we need.
Nine.
You know those that three numbers on the back of your card? What are they?
Which one?
Yes.
Cool. That's it. That's all, folks.
And Adam's going to start posting his top 10 lists on our website as blog posts.
Yes, he is!
What?
Well, I do like the new website.
What? Surprise, Adam!
I mean, I'll do that. Fuck it.
I think you should.
Yeah.
On Twitter, I just put up my rankings of all 9 Planet of the Apes films.
I don't know who does that, but do it more.
I think it's pretty definitive, guys. You should check it out.
Yeah, that for should. Own,
like 10 seconds of amusement.
Check it out at tmt.media. It'll be up as a blog
being generous
post.
With that.
Subscribe to Movie Hopping. Subscribe to Backers.
Amazon for back to school shopping.
Amazon for back to school shopping.
Oh, boy.
Look at this shit. We should hire you.
We'll pay you twice what we pay Nico.
Yeah, no, you go.
Well, I get paid.
Do all your Amazon shopping.
3 times what we pay Nico.
So that's like 2 pieces of lint and a piece
large
of
fry.
Purple string.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure my teaching salary is more than what you will ever pay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Thanks for the confidence.
Do you get paid at all?
No.
TMT.media.
Why do you always feel like you need to make noise?
DMT.media is place
to
go.
That too?
People are probably listening to this in mid-August, so I apologize
for... I've never heard you do that.
The chaos?
The chaos. We'll be back next week with another recap of Max Magician because Lord knows we need more of this shit. And until then,
we're gonna dig into the minds of the creators. Yes, it's gonna be a fun time.
Yeah, you're like, talking. Wait, are you talking with the actual people who made it?
Oh yeah, we got them on speed dial.
Bullshit.
Adam, you really like, just what? Don't pay attention. No, at obviously all, I don't.
It's the director's cut. So we're gonna get in it.
Have you ever listened to a movie?
Hold
on,
no. He keeps saying director's cut. It's director commentary.
It's all the same.
Okay. So you just...
So the director's going to be talking during
yeah,
the movie.
You have it's the DVD, all of the above. You're listening to the... Yeah.
But it's all of the above, guys.
You've all been naughty.
Naughty.
No. Fuck you, Adam.